VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Isikhathi 7:30 siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 30 Mbimbitho 2018 negama ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisisha kakhulu asilamali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathela amabhasi aphuma agcwala kodwa abantu abasebenzi.
Ulu weZimbabwe umanyana lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika kodwa kobulawayo bakhala ngokuswelakala kwemali. Ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uambasada Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kungephasika kunje sileqembu lembube indosakusa elidume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa emsakazweni weStudio 7. Uzulu umanyane labakwamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lephasika lapho abaningi abahle bathatha lelo thuba lokuba le mbuthano yemuli ingaba imitshado ukulobola lokunye okuninginengi. Kodwa uZulu kobulawayo uthi ukuswelakala kwemali kwenze ukuthi behluleke ukuya emakhaya loba ukuya kwethekelela izihlobo labangane kwamanye amadolobho. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iphasika iqale namhla kodwa iqale uZulu weZimbabwe ebhekane lohlupho oluqhubekela phambili olokusweleka kwemali lemisebenzi. Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 eRenkini luveze ukuba laloba amabhasi ephuma esiya emaphandleni lakwamanye amadolobho uZulu ubamba ngamandla ukuya ekhaya. Omunye wabakade beserenkini ezedlulela nje umnumzana Mayebongwe Khumalo uthi yena uyehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngaleli khefu ethi uswele imali.
Isikhelani likhefu liphasika alisisha kakhulu asilamali siyathengisa umakhokho abasithathela amabhasi aphuma agcwala kodwa abantu abasebenzi. Khonokiswe sikuthola ukuncane sisenza ukuphathisa imali asiyitholi abantu bathe amayikhokheshi ifuncela ikhokheshi akulamali. Hhayi siyangicela ukuthi uhulumende engathi engasisekela lathi asenzele okuhle uZulu weZimbabwe.
Omunye njalo umnumzana Gilbert Ncube uthe ikhefu bayalibona kodwa uhlupho lokusweleka kwemali lubathwalise nzima.
Into ezenzakalayo ukuthi nje namhlanje ngani amaswayiphayo kulohlupho amakhadi kahambi kahle network yala so abantu abala cash. So into ezenzakala sicela nje angathi kuya improve into zama cash uhulumende asincede kakhulu kazi. Ngoba lati kunje singabantu esingasebenzi esithembile abantwana kanjani abasebenza ukuthi nqa betholi lati siyathola.
Umnumzana Give Mozondo uthi yena wehlulekile ukuya ekhaya ngokuswela imali ethi amapolisa kaCouncil ayabahlukuluza nqa bethengisa.
Yohlupheni lalo ngale mali ngoba kathi singehlulekile ekhaya nqa ukuthi cash angithola angisebenzi ngapha la makhokho emsebenzini lo tesiwezaba abazosihlukumeza so sesisola ukuthi siphile njani. Hayi phasika le njengoba nje ngikhona lapha ikukudla kwakhona bavela ngile yanye iplan engayenza.
Umama osebenzela erenkini endala kobulawayo uMadlamini uthe ikhefu leli liphansi njalo ibhizimusi liphansi ethi bebekhangelele ukuthi inzuzo izaba phezulu kodwa akunjalo.
Ikhefu leli liphansi. Abantu abahambi njengenjayelo. Ibhizinisi liphansi. Besikhangela ukuthi maybe inzuzo zizaba phezulu kodwa akuhambi.
Ukungasebenzi kukaZulu kobulawayo kanye lokusweleka kwemali emabhanga kudumaza amakhefu amaningi. Iningi likaZulu liyazisebenza njalo lisuka likhethe ukuthi lizisebenzele emabhizimusini abo kulokuthi bahlale kumbe bavakatshe. Amabhizimusi amaningi abevuliwe uZulu eziqhubela imisebenzi ehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umeli wele Melika eZimbabwe uAmbassador Harry Thomas uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Uthi kumele leZimbabwe libhadale izikwelede njalo lingadlalisi imali ngokuthenga impahla elentengo ephezulu enjengezimota zeziphathamandla zikahulumende. Uthi amanye amazwe eMpumalanga aphumelele ngokulwisana lokungethembeki lokunye okufanayo okwenza athuthuke ngemfanelo aze abhidlizwe ngohulumende ababe bengenzi kahle umsebenzi. U-Ambassador Thomas Jr. obesebenzela eZimbabwe okweminyaka emithathu ukhangelelwe ukugqiba umsebenzi ekupheleni kukambimbitho. Nanko okunye akwethulele umsakazo weStudio 7.
It's going to be a long road, and I think we need to make that clear. You don't get out of the debts overnight. But it's simple. You pay off your debt to not only the international financial institutions, but private banks, or you reschedule them.
Kumele sikhulume iqiniso ukuthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke ngemfanelo. Kodwa kulula nje lokhu ngoba okumele kwenziwe ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede. Lapha ngikhuluma ngezikwelede zamabhanga amakhulu amazwe wonke omhlaba jikelele. Nxa kusehlula ukuthi kubhadalwe izikwelede lezi, kumele kukhulunyiswane lamabhanga la ukwenzela ukuthi kungahluphi ukubhadala izikwelede lezi. Kuqakathekile lokhu kakhulu njalo ukukhuluma lamankampani azimele wodwa lakho kuqakathekile.
You've seen the Asian Tigers, you've seen Rwanda, all of them adopted the same thing. They made it easy for foreign and domestic investors to come in. They got rid of corruption. They made opportunities.
Sakubona lokhu emazweni aseMpumalanga. Sakubona njalo lokhu kusenzakala elizweni leRwanda. Amazwe wonke la enza wabalula ukuthi osomabhizimusi bakwamanye amazwe babe lentshukuntshu yokuvula amafektali emazweni abo. Balwisana lokungethembeki, balungisa imigwaqo lokunye okufanayo, kusenzelwa ukuthi impahla ethengwayo yehle intengo yayo.
These are things that we believe Zimbabwe will have to do.
Sibone ngani lokhu yikho okumele kwenziwe kwele Zimbabwe ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe leli lithuthuke.
Can no longer be a society where government officials were rent seekers or got wealthy through patronage or
akwenzi ukuthi kube lelizwe lezigilamkhuba esiqambula umnotho welizwe senzela ukuzinothisa zona. Akulunganga ukuthi batshontshele uZulu ngokuthenga izimota ezidula okumangalisayo abantu bona behlupheka.
Alo-ke bekungu Ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. umeli welemelika eZimbabwe obexoxa leStudio 7 ekhonapha eWashington DC.
Yebo mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6065-15460 laku 13860 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhohlwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA Ndebele ngomvulo. Mvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 p.m. kusiya ku 5 p.m. Lilakho njalo kusixhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0012024650318. Ngenani njalo ku Facebook kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Abethekelela eZimbabwe ngesikhathi sekhefu lePhasika bakhala ngokuphuziswa emngceleni ikakhulu kwabachayelayo. Intatheli izindaba eStudio 7 Martin Ngwenya ube phakathi kwamakhulu angene eZimbabwe ngomngcele wePlum Tree wasiqoqela udaba olulandelayo.
Iningi lezethekeli belicabanga ukuthi lizathola sole nguquko ngendlela ekakhulu inhlanganiso yobuthanisa imithelo eyeZimbabwe Revenue Authority iZimra eqhuba ngayo ibhizimusi emngceleni lokhukuza ngesikhathi uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ethembisa ukuthi sebelungise konke uze bakhange abamabhizimusi ngaphansi komkhankaso obethwa ngamazwi akhe athi iZimbabwe is open for business. Kodwa akula ukutshengisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ivuliwe kwezebhizimusi uma kwenzakala emngceleni kuyiso isibonelo. Noma nje imizila ibe ingamide kangako ngolwesine kukhandelwe ukuthi kube ukuqala kwekhefu lePhasika izethekele ziqede phose amahola amathathu ukuthi zidindise incwadi zamapassport lokuthola incwadi zokungena lemota ezama temporary import permit iTIP. Abanye bathi kumceke ukuthi iZimbabwe ayingeke ikhange izethekele uma emngceleni abantu bengaphathiswa amasinya njalo langothando. Umnumzana Thamu Banda laye unengwe isidensi sabasebenza emngceleni esithi bayaphuza ukuphathisa isihambi.
Ukudindisa passport takes time, even is motor you process in the border it's so long, so even when people want to come and invest base be demotivated at the end of the day.
Unkosazana Shungi Ndlovu uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi amazwi okuthi Zimbabwe is open for business awuhambelani lokwenzakala emngceleni.
Boda engikwenze lapha ukuhamba ngisiyazama ukubhadalela imota ngiphenduke ukuyadindisa ipassport lokho kusiba slow ngamandla. Ngemva kwalokho imota ivalelwe ngale ngusecurity guard ngiphinde ngibuyele futhi ngizama ukuthi ngiyethatha imota isikhathi ngicine sibende more than 3 hours. Ngihlezi ngiseboda manje how can iZimbabwe be open for business?
Njalo okudanisa izivakashi ukuthi amakhadi abo ebhanga avela phandle kwamanye amazwe abasebenzi kufunakala imali uqobo. Abafana lo mnumzana Nkazimulo Dube bathi lokho kumele ngabe uhulumende omutsha siwakulungisa.
Danisa lokho esifikubonayo lapha nxa sifika kwele Zimbabwe ezithi zikhona apho eborder sithwala nzima ukuthi siswipe but they cannot accept ama visa card but by spirit sisebenzisane. Asikho lokho kade sikukhangelele njengabe sithi kule new dispensation we expecting these things from the old administration but khanya kungela mahluko kangako.
Esinye isisebenzi seZimra sivumile ukuthi indlela abaphathisa ngayo izihambi ikakhulu abachayeli iyaphuza ngakho bazadlulisela umlayezo kwabakhulu. Iningi lesihambi belitshengisa ukunengeka ngendlela akade bephathiswa ngayo kuloko khonona kodwa izisebenzi zomncele azikuchayanga ndiva. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisePlum Tree.
Siyabonga Martin Ngwenya. Kunjalo nje ukuxoxozela kwezihambi okwenzakala emngceleni weBridge Border Post kucatshangelwa ukuthi kungaba kubangelwa ukuthathwa umfanekiso okwenziwa esinye isisebenzi somngcele lo eSouth Africa esabonakala sizilibazisa kumakhalekhukhwini sisemsebenzini. Kusukela izolo bekuminyene emngceleni lo kucelele South Africa okubikwa izisebenzi zogatsha lwe-immigration bezisebenzela okomnenge. Abanye babikwa bethethe amahola afika phose ithumi bemelele ukudindelwa amapassport abo. Kodwa ngakucelele Zimbabwe kubikwa kungela kugqokozela. Isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa mnumzana Cassius James Simanampofu uthi okungaba kubangela ukugqokozela lokhu kumbaxambili. Ke simuzwe echasisa.
Ya ngathi kule ghost law South African side abantu bathatha isikhathi esithi bayakhiyela amaphepha ile zinto eziyi-2 ezikhala ngathi zivangele lokho. Eyakuqala yakhona bayaprotesta abantu be-South Africa e-border khona lama-immigration officials ngento yenziwa abantu be-Zimbabwe. Kule sithombe abasithaya omunye umama wayesemsebenzini ozo into ayenza ayingalunganga kodwa bathatha isithombe basifaka ku-intanethi umaolana wagcina ngathi ku-suspension pending ukuthi kwesikhathi agcine xoxa umsebenzi. So abanye abagazanye badabule ngoba kunengi okuzokusizakala e-border beyosiza abantu be-Zimbabwe labangena amaphepha esikhathi bebasiza kodwa-ke into abayenzayo i-right yona kodwa ngathi se-backfire ngoba lowo mama lowo wayesemsebenzini wabonakala esiba ku-WhatsApp ngesikhathi somsebenzi engasiza abantu ngendlela. Basebenzisa uFacebook, kuya-WhatsApp, uFacebook, iministry yakubone hayi icina ihambe yasika khona ngalo. Enye indaba futhi ebangela khonokho iyahambela layona le kule corruption ekhona eborder. So khanya ngathi iminister ye-Home Affairs, uMary Sigigaba, uthumele ama-officials amanye asuka ema-town anjengabo ePitoli akhona ngalo. So sokungathi into yakhona abantu beboda khona lao abesenzela into abe-immigration i-substance site ayibaphathi kahle ngoba bebesidla ngezikhathi zolezo. So laba babuyile ababathendi babesawo. So yindlela engathi bayadingisela ngayo naleyo.
Sizwa kuthiwa abanye kade sebefuna ukuthi baye ekhaya ngesikhathi lesi sekhefu lePasika, bagcine besebenzisa eminye imingcele ngenxa yokwesaba ukuyahlala isikhathi. Uke wakuzwa yini khona?
Ya, ngibonile khona kusukela izolo ngoba mina isikhathi esiningi ngisePretoria lapha kodwa ngisezwe Rustenburg, North West Province. Naye uhambeni kwami ngo-N4 ngisuka ePretoria ngisiya eRustenburg lokuyajika engikwenza izolo. Ngibona imoto eziningi ebezikhomba ukuthi zithwele impahla ziyakhonala. Satshontshela abantu esisebenzela ukuthi abantu ababalekela into esebhoda yeBelgium ngoba kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi bakliye. So bathatha ibhoda yeBotswana baye beyasevela eBotswana. Yiyo indlela eqinisetenziswa ngabanye abayenza ukuthi abaqinisele cabanga lokuthi badike ebhoda yeBelgium khona ukuthi basiqinisele ingalani ke lokho.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Cassius Ajayi Simanampofu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa. Ubekhuluma ecingweni esePretoria khonale eSouth Africa. Good Life Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngekhefu lePasika ukuthi lingaba lilinanza njani lapho elikhona. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe elisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Gesi khangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Ibutho lomanyano leMelika leSyria libikwa lilahlekelwe ngamalunga alo amabili kwalimala kakubi abahlanu ngolwesine ntambama. Amapolisa kwele Brazil abikwa ebophe abantu abambalwa izolo abalobudlelwano lomongameli Michel Temer walelo lizwe ngamacala enkohlakalo lapho umongameli anakanelwa ukuthi uyafumbathiswa ukuze anikeze abangani bakhe imisebenzi yama-contract kahulumende ikakhulu esitishini sezikepe esikhulu salelo lizwe. Izakhamizi zebulilima West ezansi emaNdebeleni zithi ziyemukela ibandla leZaphu ngoba liyinsika njalo bayajabula ngokuba umongameli walo okwamanje umnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa umi labo laloba ebhekane lobunzima adlula kibo. UAnastasia Ndlovu sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ibandla leZaphu seliqalile ukuhamba likhankasela ukuba livotelwe kukhetho oluzayo njalo izakhamizi zakondolwane zihlangene emhlanganweni emavinkilini akobhuche bathi ibandla leZaphu bazakumalalo kukhetho oluzayo ngoba bayinsika ezweni njalo bayazi ukuba abantu bafunani. Isakhamuzi sakondolwane kuWard 9 unkosazana Soneni Sibanda uthi ujabule ngokuhlangana njalo labakhokheli bebandla leZaphu ngoba kuyilo ibandla abaqala lalo ezombangazwe.
Ngibongile kakhulu ngenhlanganiso le ebuyile ivela kobulawayo ikhuluma ngezinto zonke esifanele ukuthi sizenze ngoba bakhuluma ngokuthi sikhumbule ekhaya besiswele ukuthi singenzani siphakathi laphakathi sixamalazile kodwa imfundo yabo isichele sisile ngoba besiswele ukuthi atizaphu yayangaphi.
Umnumzana Athwele Ndlovu ongene lomhlangano kondolwane uthi sebeqalile ukuhlela inkokheli abazakumalazo ebulilima West kukhetho oluzayo njalo bazasebenza gadalala ukuze umbuso uze ezabelweni.
Namhlanje bese lomhlangano kobhuti owezapho lomhlangano ube impumelelo enkulu lapha bese sihlela khona ama candidate wethu kusukusela ku councilor kusiya ku MP silungiselela ukhetho oluzayo. Ngempela silesiqiniseke ukuthi lonyaka ibulilima West izothathwa yizapho.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi sebulilima West uBanda Moyo okhangelele ukuba ngukansila uthi engajabula uma abantu bengasebenza gadalala njalo uyajabula uzasebenzela abantu.
Mina ngajabula kakhulu uma singasebenza mpela sibuyele ekhaya ngobunengi. Lapha izidingo zabantu bagidi azikho kodwa ke hayi amathambo ayavuka ngiyabona kubongela lamadoda azinika isikhathi bazofika ebulilima West. Sisebulilima West manje njengoba ngikhuluma. Angijabule kakhulu for the first time lami siba le rally nje lami ngikhona. So ngizimisela ukuseva lama bantu bakithi bangikhethe as a councillor. I'm sure zasebenzela uzaphu nabantu.
Ibandla lezaphu kuliviki liveze imanifesto yabo kobulawayo bethi bakhangelele ukuyangena kukhetho oluzayo bejonge ukuba bengangena embusweni abantu bazibuse ngaphansi wombuso wezabelo okuyinto abayilwela empini. Kondolwane ebulilima West izakhamuzi zakhona zichaze ukuba basekela ibandla lezaphu ngoba kuyilo elaletha inkululeko kuthi la amanye amabandla akhona ezweni ayabakhohlwa bengangena embusweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 isebulilima West ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo, intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha impumela imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League edlalwe lamhlanje emini.
Iqembu leLenders libe ngijikile obhanqa leqembu leTriangle kungela qembu lenelise ukulithayela emambuleni emidlalweni eqhutshelwe enkundleni eBarber Fields namhla emini. Umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthe abafana bakhe bengabe benganqobanga yebo kodwa badlale ngcono kulalokho abakwenze emdlaleni wabo wesibili abawudlalela iqembu leHerentals.
Singene kumdlalo wanamhlanje silokhu sicabanga ngomdlalo wethu oviki lesibili esiwudlalela iqembu leHerentals lapho esingadlalanga khona kuhle. Kodwa okungithokozisayo ukuba abafana badlale kuhle namhlanje ngoba benelise ukulichaya ibhola.
Yimpumelelo yomdlalo obuphakathi kweHighlanders leTriangle yicho ukuba iqembu leHighlanders selimiklomelo yisikhombisa ngemva kwemidlalo emithathu kuthi leTriangle lithole imiklomelo walo wakuqala selokhu kuqale imidlalo yalonyaka. Komunye umdlalo weviki lesithathu odlalwe namhla iqembu leShabane Mine libe ngutshikilo bhanqa 2-2 leqembu leNigroot. Lo mdlalo uqhutshelwe enkundleni eMaglas edolobheni leZishabane. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili ngesonto lapho iqembu leHerentals lizadlala khona leqembu leYada enkundleni yeRufaro. Iqembu leMtare City lizadibana leHarare City enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. EleBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leChapungu ngaseLuvivwe kuthi eleCapes United lizanqikelana leBlack Rhinos. Ngomvulo iqembu leDynamos lizemukela eleHighlanders ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leShabane Mine lizadlala leChicken Inn ngaseMaglas. Iqembu leNigroot lizemukela eleNkezi Platinum ngaseAscott. LeFC Platinum lizadlala leBulawayo City ngaseMandaba. Kuthi eleTriangle lizemukela eleZPC Kariba ngaseGibo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling.
Woza Friday kuhlelo Woza Friday kungephasika kunje nje sileqembu lembube indosakusa eledume kakhulu ngomculo wesicathamiya lokucula ingoma zokholo. Asizweni okunengi umkhokheli waleli qembu uOscar Siziba exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisaswa.
Lusuku oluhlelwe phasika
akulanto enhle njengokuthi silibazisane ngamaphimbo amnandi. Namhla avela uqembu lendo sakusa. Abalaleli sebethe gwaqa belale umsakazo olohlonze we-Studio 7. Kuhle kuphela ukuthi balazi leli qembu lona elinamalunga esishiyagalombili.
Indosakusa The Morning Star yaqala ngo-2001 yazi ukuthi yayiseseyimpumelelo Shining Stars lapho. Ngakho-ke yaqalela enqameni eGwanda eMathabeleland South eMaphane eZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Abantu abaningi balazi ngegama lenu elidume kakhulu impumelelo Shining Stars. Kutheni laguqula lelo gama mnumzana Siziva?
Sitshintshe ibizo from Impumelelo Shining Stars to Indosakusa The Morning Star. Lokho kungumbono kaJehova uNkulunkulu osinikeze yona ukuze afeze lokho afuna sikwenze, asinikeze futhi isibane sokuthi asikhanyisele lapho siya khona. Siyabonga.
Konomkeni wami owake wamba semhlabe
usengandule
elekhanda lapho mombona ezuri
ungangibambe
seliqa
kunesinyaka
nyakana
abasanda kusixhuma sikuhlelo waza woza Friday ngekhefu lephasika kunjenje leqembu lendosakusa. Omelele liqembu ngumkhokheli walo Oscar Siziba. Ukanti leli qembu selisebenze labanye abaculi abalodumo, yikho njenje labo belodumo.
Sisebenze lamaqembu amaningi kakhulu, sisebenze lo Jace Marabini, sisebenze lo le Black Mambazo, sisebenze lo Nkwali, sisebenze ya lamaqembu ethandanani, maningi kakhulu amaqembu engawabalisa.
Sivuyo indlela yelizwe lobomi
ikhaya
labantu behleli ngenweba
ninake
nahluka
uThixo
ngokona
nithi
noyana noyana phezulu.
Sizakugqibi uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje kesizwe ukuthi indosakusa ilamadlalade amangaki lokuthi abafuna ukwathenga bengathola ngapi.
Silamadlalade angu 9 elesi-10 luzobuya nje masinya. Lamadlalade atholakala e-art gallery koBulawayo kuLeopold Takawira loJoshua Mqabu womgomo Avenue. Siyabonga kakhulu
abali hambayo
bahamba
hambe kanzima.
Indosakusa isibusise kamnandi ngamaphimbo amnandi kuhlelo lwabantu woza woza Friday ngamajaka kithi eZimbabwe azithoba inhliziyo. Inhliziyo zenu mazingakhathazeki balaleli, kholisani ikhefu lepasika liziphathe kahle. Ngimele iStudio 7 igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Bani.
Sikhoyo
isifo
asikho
aye
aye asimebikho
nithi
nithi
noyana
noyana
phezulu
noyana
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 niti
niti
noyana
noyana
phezulu
yega
yega
ngikuthanda
izinto
zomhlaba
siyemba
zophela
kamsinya
nesona
kangela
edawu. Esibanda sibongile kakhulu Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela.
uZulu weZimbabwe umanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba angamakholwa esiKristu ekunanzeni ikhefu lePasika kodwa kukhalwa ngokuswelakala kwemali. U-ambassador Harry Thomas Jr. ummeli welemelika eZimbabwe uthi kuzathatha isikhathi eside kakhulu ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uthuthuke. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande Lilali.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.